We ready? Okay, we're on the recorder. All right, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for Thursday, December 12, 20... Oh, no, that's not right. It's January. January 9, 2020. Yes, I'm just looking at that date there. Present are Commissioners Karoff, Gorganian, Smilich, and myself, Beriducci. First item, I just want to make sure this is the right one, 374, yeah. This is application number 20.546. Am I looking at the wrong one?
No, that's not right.
Agenda.
Oh, that's the wrong one. That's, yeah. All right, here we go. This is application number 20.703, and it is 30-40 Melcher Street, 273 Summer Street, and 281-283 Summer Street. Wow, proposed work is a lot of stuff here. I'll read it in here. At the work is at the 30 Melcher Street storefront, replacing an existing wood door, side panel, and window system with a new aluminum door and window system. Replace a wood door system with an aluminum door system. Remove three loading dock doors. Modify the opening. Install raised curbs with louvers and new overhead door systems. At the courtyard, install a new bifold door system. At the 40 Melcher Street storefront, replace two existing overhead door systems and remove one wood window system. Modify the opening and install an overhead door system. At both facades, install guardrail systems. At the secondary side facade, create a new masonry opening and install a louver. So if you want to come up and introduce yourself and get started, I suppose everybody got one of these? Yeah.
So I am Andrew Gordon. I met you all in September, or three out of the four of you in September, to talk about this project and also to discuss signage at that particular meeting. You know, we did show the facade, and what we're talking about today is actually no different than what we had talked about then, although we did not discuss the specific facade openings at that presentation. So I'm Andrew Gordon. I'm one of the co-founders of SPIN. And with me here today are Matt Demers, who is our architect, who prepared all the building plans for the project. And also I've got Joe DeFreya. Joe is with the landlord, so he's our landlord. And he's actually with CBRE, which represents the property manager represents the landlord. And then I've got Josh Brandt from STACK, who is the general contractor that we plan to use to do this job. So let me just give you 1 minute on SPIN, and then I can talk about the exterior and what we're planning to do there. SPIN is a ping pong social club venue, okay? And it was founded 10 years ago in New York by myself, Susan Sarandon, and two other fellows, Jonathan Bricklin and Frank Raharanosi. And the idea was, we love ping pong, and we wanted to create gathering places where people could come together, but in a really beautiful, safe setting. It was not seedy in any way. It was really, these were gorgeous, and they are gorgeous venues. And we get a lot of community people who love to play ping pong. We pick up the balls for you, which is nice. You don't have to bend over. That's the worst part of ping pong, is having to pick up the balls. So we give everybody a huge bucket of balls, and they play. You know, Boston is our 10th club after 10 years, so there's some magic to that. We love Boston. We've been looking forever for a place in Boston, and we finally found it at, you know, at 30-40 Melcher Street. We love, you know, we love the Four Point District. We love that it's old, but we're going to make it newer, and that it's going to be wonderful and safe and all those kind of good things. So we just totally love it, and we can't wait to get this thing. We can't wait to get this thing built. So this all started. I mean, we've actually been at this, or I've been at this for nearly a year, it seems. Just there are many different people and committees and zoning and what have you that.
Welcome to Boston.
that one has to touch, and I've actually been in touch with many people, and it's been good. I Along the way, we met a woman named Abigail Fury at the city, who specializes in small businesses and economic development, and was a big proponent of what we're trying to do. I should say, parenthetically, we love ping pong. I mean, that's really the essence of it. And one of the things we do is every year we give away all of our equipment to local schools. And a lot of these kids in the public schools have never played ping pong. They don't even know what it is. And in New York, in 10 years, we've given so much equipment to the public schools that ping pong is now a varsity sport in the public schools. And it's totally amazing to see how a small company like ours can actually really make a difference. So we love the communities that we're in, and that's why, you know, that's why we're here. So along the way, we had dealt with Mary's predecessor, Nick Armata. And you know, when we designed these exterior openings, which Matt is going to talk to in more detail, Nick had given us some guidance on this, because one thing is that this was as Mary said, this was a loading dock and storage area on Melcher Street, and it's kind of a beat up area. Honestly, I don't need to. Hopefully, Joe doesn't frown when I say that. But you know, the doors, these doors that we're talking about replacing, are quite kind of decrepit and not very nice. And so, one of the things we need to do is raise the storage, the delivery area up to a level floor. So we're leveling out all the floors, which creates a curb. We need to bring air in, since there's no air conditioning in there, and there's also no infrastructure. So we're doing as little as possible to the exterior. We've got some signs which we approved back in September, which we appreciate. And the idea is really to modernize these doors and to keep them in character with the building. So with that, I'm going to ask Matt to just give you an overview of what we plan. All of this has been filed now with the building department, so this is really for us the very, very last step before we start building. Hopefully, we'll be open in June of 2020. Any overview questions for me before Matt gets into the topic?
No.
The doors.
Okay, great. Thanks, Andrew. Again, I'm Matt Demers, Barker Nestor Architects. I'm the project manager for all of SPIN's locations in North America. We've done four new locations and then two remodels of existing ones, and this will be number five that we're working on opening for them right here in the great city of Boston. I have to hold it down.
What?
Okay. So here is they are a little small on the screen. You do have hard copies there in front of you. So here is 30 Melcher on the left, 40 Melcher on the right. Our openings are entryway here, building communal entry that's existing, no change. These three openings are currently an interior depressed loading dock. So you see up here we've got these old bifold doors that are really exterior to exterior doors. The building envelope is actually further back at the loading dock. Then we have an actual continuing building loading dock here. This is all building space, existing, no change. And then we have these four bays on 40 Melcher that are grade level sidewalk loading dock bays. And to start all the way over to the extreme southeast, this is numbered as entry number 8, so I think it starts on page 52 of the packet. This one is the one opening that we believe the doors are original. These are bifold carriage doors. This building was, I believe, built in 1904. 30 Melcher sign came in 1910. So we have three existing overhead panel doors, so sectional overhead doors in these three openings. Those, of course, didn't come around until 1921. They were invented, so these are obviously post 1921. These, the double carriage doors, would be consistent with what we would have expected to see in these loading docks here. So we are going to just refurbish, paint these doors and keep them existing. The only change is, because we would like them to remain operable and open up, we do have to install a guardrail here. And we do have details and everything of the guardrails and whatnot on each opening, so we can get a better look at it, because they're painted to match. So
they sort of blend in with the doors behind them from any distance at all. Working to the west, we have one existing window with a knee wall that appears to have been added to the living dock bay at some point. We're proposing to take the knee wall down to the level of the loading dock that's already existing and replace this with a sectional overhead door, again painted to match. Here we have two existing overhead doors. They appear to be from around the 40s or maybe 50s. We're not entirely sure. They are somewhat operable, but they we have extensive pictures on the inside and outside of all of these openings. They are almost entirely solid, though. The panels are solid wood. They only have one line of windows pretty high up. So to increase the energy efficiency and the visibility of these openings from the screen, we're proposing to replace these with new overhead doors. Of course, we do need more security and code requirements, but we need controlled guardrails at the exterior of each of those openings. And then this condition that we're dealing with over here, this is the side of the building that has a depressed loading bay inside the building that brings sort of the trucks and carriages down so that they can then deliver to the floor level, the existing floor level, which is at this step coming across. So the sidewalk is sloping downward as we head east. It starts at about a 7-inch step at our opening here, and it increases to around a little over 2 feet by the time we get here, and then this is about 3.5 feet by the time we get over here. So the actual interior level of the tenant space is, if we take this line of an existing stone step and pull it all the way across, that would be sort of to make the interior one continuous playing area for accessibility reasons, etc. There's also beams that run from the existing masonry back in the loading dock, and they're huge steel encased concrete beams. It's very difficult to cut those out to make this sort of a useful space. It's really just these long, narrow loading bays at grade level right now. So you'll see the proposal is we bring a new framed floor flush with the interior out to the exterior. We're going to clad that in a cast stone that should look very, very close to the stone lintels that are over the doors. And then there's in two of these openings, opening three and opening four, we also have air intake louvers that will be flush with the stone facing. And those are necessary to, we're adding a heck of a lot of HVAC tonnage to this space to turn it from a loading dock and storage space into a great bar or restaurant. These are some of the only locations we sort of work within this building to minimally get the air that we need into the space, starting down in the basement beneath us and then moving back up. And so that's it on the Melcher frontage. And then all the way at the back, one of your final pages in your package. Take a while for me to scroll down. Around the corner on page 55 or 56, you'll notice you can see the existing opening number 8 with the historic carriage doors. And then we come around this corner, there's a lowered parking lot, and then another building at 50 Melcher. Right here, we have a new louver, an air intake louver that we are proposing to put up above the ground so it doesn't get clogged with snow and other things. It will also be flush and painted to match the rest of the building storefront. And that shows the basic dimensions of what we're trying to do there. I believe that comprises all of the exterior changes we are proposing for these buildings.
So this one here that you just talked about, this is an existing window opening and you're putting a louver?
There is no window, there's no opening. This would be a new opening.
Oh, there's nothing there now.
Nothing there
now.
All right. I don't know the best way to do this.
Could I just ask, would you just, and I know you said it, I was just kind of lost track, could you just kind of march across and quickly say again which ones are original? I know you said number 8 was, but out of the others, which are the original doors?
So this is number 8 over here.
Right.
We believe these are original, and this entry may be original. We don't think any of the rest of these are actually original doors.
You don't think those metal doors are original?
They may be. It depends on what kind of sheet metal they're clad in. And we have pictures of the detail. These are wood doors that are then clad in sheet metal. All
right.
They might be tin. If they were original, they might even be lead. But if they're steel, I don't know if you guys might have much more information if you find sort of steel clad doors in buildings around here in 1910.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that detail is often used in, you know, they use that detail for shutters and all kinds of other doors throughout the district.
Okay.
So that's why when I saw them, I assumed that they were probably original.
And then my second kind of overall question is, and what's the purpose? In other words, is this still going to be only one entrance that's up here and none of the others are entrances, or are they...
Correct.
They're just to let people see into the
increase interior. Visibility and also to increase the thermal value.
Thanks.
Of some of these buildings.
So the entrance is where the awning is.
Right.
And so what are you going to do with the doors just to the right?
Nothing. Those are the building entrance.
Oh, so there will still be.
It goes upstairs somewhere?
Yeah, those are the communal, that's one of the communal staircases.
All right. So
that's
not,
is not your end. That's not
your
end. Okay.
Well, let's if we go to this the light colored brick building. I don't know what number that is, but
40 is the one on the right.
Yeah, 49. All right. So this the far right. You said those are existing doors. Those are bifold, and they bolt. They fold inside, or they come.
Those aren't bifold. That's just a double door.
Oh, it's actually one bifold. I thought was a hinge or pivot. So they open and they open in.
Yes,
I'm assuming. So, to me, and then what is the use of what's going on behind these four windows? Is it all one space?
Yes.
And that's okay. So, I'm going to guess that it was probably if this is original. I'm going to guess that that kind of treatment happened in all four bays.
It would seem that would make sense. Us. Yeah.
Right. So why don't you do that treatment in all four bays to match this?
The bifold one?
Yeah.
That starts to, we're willing to do it and work around it with the one set because it is existing and it is original and they're gorgeous doors. But them folding in like that, it starts to wreak havoc on the location of the ping pong tables inside.
Well, you don't have to have these work.
I thought they were entrances. I thought they were just...
Oh, but they're operable.
Right.
They will open.
But I mean, you don't have to have them open, right? So I'm going to guess that when you refurbish this, you're going to probably secure it in a way that it doesn't open, right? Because you don't want it or need it to open, right?
Well, during the nice weather, we would want it to be able to have these doors open so that, so that people could, you know, breathe some fresh air and kind of have some exposure to the outside. I mean, the whole idea here was to be able to have these doors open.
But you'd have to put some sort of barrier. Yes.
That's what the
balance
is.
There is a
barrier, and then we have some netting so that the ping pong ball.
Well, it seems to me you got to do something to make that. There's got to be a solution that takes the look of that original door, and it gets adapted to the new use somehow. So this is the inside. This is it here.
That's it there.
And so you say you don't have enough room for these to swing open inside.
Not for all the openings. It could be an interesting possibility to design a section of door that looks like a double door.
I think that's where we have to start, at least. And then I'm just trying to see if you say you absolutely won't be able to have these all open in, which would be the preferred option. is to have this repeated on all four of those bays, and have them operate so that they open inside.
Are you opposed to having them be garage doors, which they are now on that side?
Well, our charge is to hold on to the integrity of the history of these buildings and the historic architecture. So if you're going to be disrupting those, I know that they have been disrupted in the past, but if you're going to now be putting in new structures there, or new doors, the goal would be to bring it as close as we can to the original so that it keeps that historic character.
But may I ask you one question? I didn't mean to interrupt, but Matt has said you think that's the original. None of us was around 105 years ago. We know it's different than the other ones, but if you said to me, could you sign a lie detector test and says that?
No, well, these, you could tell these are original. I mean, we know enough to be able to recognize, looking at this from the inside, that this is pretty much unchanged. So that gives a good indication that these were original. And these doors, this style of door has appeared in other places in Fort Point. So this is not an atypical design for loading dock doors.
You believe that?
Oh yeah, yeah, I do. So, and then you can see how the openings are all identical. They've been adapted, the two on the left, to bring it down so that would fit the new garage door openings that are there that were put in the 20s, I think you said. So that opening can be modified and opened up fully again to match the opening of these. Let me just look at this again here. Now, is this the one on the far right, which I'm looking at, is this glazing up here, or is this a panel, solid panel?
That's a solid wood panel.
It's not glass that's been painted.
You know, I can't answer that with any authority.
It looks like it might be hinged.
Up here? Oh, you mean like a transom? Oh, maybe. I bet it was a transom, solid. Maybe. All right, so I'm just trying to think ahead here to see if it's all possible to, which I would not like to see it because it's gonna be kind of odd, but maybe these could, you keep these, restore them, mm-hmm. and then for the other bays, you resemble this, but maybe they become bifolding doors, yeah. Each one, and there's a seam down in the middle of each door. I don't know if you could do that seam and then still have these single panels read across, or if you have to have a big separation in here.
How much depth is there inside, you know, the windows, if you were to open the doors?
Most of the depth is on the exterior. We have about, it changes, the exterior envelope right now for the existing doors shifts in and out at each opening. We have maybe 8 to 12 inches inside. There's only about one or two wides of brick on the inside. The rest of it's all on the exterior.
Is this the floor plan here of what we're talking about, or not?
Oh, that's interesting. That's for a different project.
Oh.
Yeah, that's just in your copy. Wow.
All right.
Yeah, that is.
Last three pages, yeah. Or last two pages have something.
Here, yes, so. That is just right. On yours. That got stapled to the back. I'm sorry.
All right. All right, so I think we can talk about that further, I guess. I just want to keep moving on into this other building now. And so what's happening in the openings of those three bays of that building? Is it one big open space again?
Yes, and right now, again, those are three slots between large, they're not quite grade beams because there is a crawl space underneath them, but there's a huge steel encased in concrete beams that run from the masonry exterior back to the loading dock inside. And so for accessibility reasons and to make that one large play space, we're proposing to put a new frame deck that is at the same level as the rest of the interior.
All right, so here's a picture of the inside. No, those are the... This is what I'm talking about now. These.
Well, that's what we were talking about before.
This is 40 Melcher. Okay, yeah, so what do you have pictures of this?
So it's 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Flipping toward the front. And still.
Is it number four opening that we're...
Two, three, and four are the same kind.
All right, so these are the doors. Here?
Those are the existing bifold doors.
These are both bifold. Oh, okay.
All three of those have existing bifold doors.
All right, so
two, three, and four.
One is the entry.
It's the building entry.
All the way to the left side.
Oh, that's not yours.
The, yeah, the main building and.
I thought this was the main entrance.
One is the main entrance. So this is our main entrance, and that has to be ADA accessible. But that's our main entrance. This belongs to the building, so we have no. This is not an access point for spin. And then these are the three doors. This is two, three.
So the two doors on the left of the main entrance are someone else.
Those belong to Mayhew Vines, and those actually are new and were replaced. In fact, John's firm, Stack, is the firm that built Mayhew, so they've been in front of you as well, too. And apparently those doors are great.
All right, so you are proposing what you'd like to do is to get rid of these and put in these.
Correct.
And is this glass?
Yes, those would be glass lights, so full glass lights between what would be green painted divisions. Mm.
This is such a strong character, these doors you called it shabby and kind of decrepit, but I don't know what your words were, but to me that's like the classic look of this district, this sort of industrial, rusted, sort of beat up look. And these are, I'm sure those are original as well.
Well, when I looked at this for the very first time, those just jumped out at me as the only one else.
It is a significant change.
Now, you want light in there, right?
Yes, we would like the light, but it's just as much for visibility from the street. So the existing steel-clad doors are, of course, completely opaque, unless they're entirely open. So that means all winter long, it would be a blank front to spin.
And do you have room to open them?
Well, those would have to be so reconfigured that bifold doors could feasibly fit in there without being an operational problem.
So it's also what you're proposing that would have to be done here is the bottoms, this has to be cut off.
Correct. There will be a new floor level behind them.
Can this venting system go on the side of the building? Must it go there?
Well, the reason that the side of the building poses a problem for air intakes is this is the building dumpster here, so we'd be taking in trash air effectively into the playing space. So avoiding that was one concern. And also the exhaust from the trucks that come to be loaded on the building in this location would also be getting sucked into the spin space.
So this, your new floor level is going to be here inside. This is the floor level.
No, that's actually the stone base is a little bit higher. Depending on which opening this is, it would actually be somewhere around here.
Oh.
And it changes as you go to the east because the road slopes down.
All right. So I'm just trying to think of another option to be able to hang on to these doors, because often when this type of door with the metal. When they occur as fire doors inside, they'll be retained, but they'll be just kept open and kept as a permanent open feature. Mm-hmm. And then whatever doors go beyond that is installed in addition to. So is there a way that these could be in their open position inside and kept in that position, and then we try to get this... glass folding door, or, you know, in front of it or in that opening? Because I'd hate to lose these. This is such a character design defining feature. See, I don't know, because I don't know enough of what's going on inside to be able to speak to that. So I don't see it. There's no floor plan here. So
we have a floor plan.
You can what?
We have a floor plan. We have plenty of floor plans that we could display so you can see what's going on the inside.
The inside can access them.
I can access it on my computer, or I can send it to Mary. But the inside is a large ping pong playing area. So if you can imagine, it's just a flat floor with ping pong tables and some furniture, and it's ideally a flat surface that people can't fall off the edge or something like that. So, and we wanted to try to maximize the space that we would have for it, and that's the reason it was designed in that particular way. I mean, those doors, because of the swing radius of those doors, they're quite massive and
Well, these bifold though, right? These are bifold?
These are bifold.
So it's not, yeah, so they're quadrants.
The openings are so deep they could feasibly be hung far enough out that they wouldn't affect the interior.
So there's two different things. One is trying to avoid the loss of the doors themselves, the physical, the actual things. The second piece is what is in their place and whether that looks like four-point channel. Or whether it doesn't, and those are really two separate things, because I think if there's a way to retain some of the doors that have been permanently open, that would be terrific. But then you still have this issue of this, you know, this looks like Newbury Street. This doesn't look like, to me, doesn't look like Four Point Channel.
What doesn't?
It's the lights.
The lights.
The configuration
all
the lights.
Of the lights.
Of the...
What if they were much...
Of the garage doors. Those new garage doors.
Yeah. These three, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and then you also have that railing.
Yeah, you're going to have...
Why would that be there if you wouldn't, if these aren't operable as proposed here?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Oh, there's a railing.
There's
a
railing
there.
There's
a railing
at... You'll have to put a railing on those. I don't know if it shows on that rendering or not, but...
Yeah, it's painted to match the doors, so it does kind of get lost.
Because what I guess
but if you're not gonna, if those doors were not intended to be, these glass windows don't open, do they?
No, they do. Those are overhead doors, fully operable. So
oh, I'm sorry.
They open in fine weather.
Right.
All those openings would be.
So what I'm trying to say is, if we, you said, and you said it kind of quickly, but it's possible to keep these doors in their open position. With whatever you're planning to do inside.
It may be, yeah.
Right, so, and then you said, and you could still put in those, some kind of a new garage door in front of this.
Oh, in front of
this? I mean, you know, in this opening, that's gives you your function of the new door, but yet these are opened inside, permanently kept open.
So they're not lost.
Yeah, I understand your point, and I think the doors are longer now than the space that we need.
Because you've moved the floor up.
We need to bring the floor up. That's absolutely required.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I would be worried about the clearance. Yeah.
Right. So obviously those doors, if you raise the floor up and brought it and out
the doors won't
onto that plane, then those doors
will be too tall.
Would be too big. Now, can you take off the bottom of those doors so that they open a feature inside? You know, I suppose that's a possibility that we could do that and trim them,
mm-hmm.
You know, and have them come in. I mean, it would chop up the inside space.
The other thing is if it mimicked the original doors where it wasn't all, you had some solid panels and some...
That would be much better.
Some
so
lights.
Like what we're proposing on the 40 Melcher
yes,
side?
Yes, yes.
Well... Because I see there's two separate design issues for each of the buildings. The one, this right-hand building with the light color brick, I think we ought to keep all four bays looking the same, and I think you ought to resemble that original door. But on this other building, because these were metal doors, I would think that it would be okay design-wise to be able to retain these, keep them inside open permanently, and then put in a glass... very contemporary garage
door. But they
can't
because of the floor. They can't push the doors
in. No, they'd have to cut them. I'm just so, we'll put a pin in that right now to say whether or not it's going to make these look ridiculous if they're cut and then kept in an open position. I don't know yet. I haven't looked at the detail at the bottom and see how that would all work.
I have another thought. What if we put the doors against the walls? What if we open, in other words, I'm sensitive to your point. I understand your desire to retain that. I'm just trying to balance the historical beauty of those with the practical reality. We've got a business, we've got to figure out how to run too. But, you know, if you took this door over here, I mean, this is a wall, and that's a wall. In the middle, it's more complicated because that's a significant area where we expect a lot of people are going to be in that area. So to have those doors kind of in there is going to be complicated. But if the door were literally, folded in and be part of the wall.
I mean, you're saying just attach it to the wall as a decorative element.
So it's we literally just opened it up and attached it permanently, so that it's permanently open by saying hello, welcome into our loading dock or whatever. And that one's open.
So either end, you would do either end.
Right, let's say we did that. And we could even take the other doors off and extend them. I mean, it would be an interesting feature inside of the space to have those doors.
So they would be almost decorative.
They'd be more decorative and saved, but they wouldn't be useful. I mean, the reality is they're very old.
I don't like the idea of cutting them off because I think that's
right.
Worse.
Do we have enough headroom?
That's what I'm wondering.
We have to do some exploratory
raise them up.
To see if we can fill them.
Because
we would hit beams at some point, so we were at 8.6 inside. Oh. So.
The inside.
The inside is quite low.
How high are you raising on the floor plate from
permanent?
It changes again with the road
like
slows
the
down. The max, we have dimensions.
Here's another thought that on these doors.
He's trying to find something.
So it's a lot.
Yeah, this is pretty significant. Yeah. Over here, it's maybe about 18 inches.
I don't have a floor plan, so I don't know if this would work or not. But what if these doors were, the metal doors were kept at their full length and opened, and then you bring your floor level, in other words, here's the, I don't know if I could do this right, but this is the face of the building. The doors currently are, in this position, right? We're flush with the face of the, and then you're going to bring your new floor right up to the face of the building. Can you do something different whereby these doors are in their quarter open position by folding, so they stack somehow? Well, actually, wouldn't. Yeah, if they were kept open, and then your floor, instead of going all the way to the face of the building, your floor was back here. And then your new glass doors were at this level.
So the floor's not coming all the way to
the face. Yeah, you've got it would stay at the level that it's at.
Perfect.
It would be essentially, and then the glass doors would be recessed back.
Here's actually a floor plan.
So you'd retain a slope in the.
Yeah, it would be the sidewalk would be independent of the floor. So
we
did look at that
originally because we did want to keep these doors where they were. Because
you're talking about
inside,
right? So you're talking about the one quarter. What I'm suggesting is that your floor would stop one quarter of the width back. Because if these are bifolding doors, right? It's mm-hmm. a quarter of their width is what would now be folded up on the sides, and then your floor gets pulled back there. So what's going to happen is your square footage gets cut by the 2 feet? Is that what that would be? A one quarter of the width of the door?
It would be around 2 feet. Yeah, you can see. This is a really great way to see these doors. This is one. This is actually door number two from the side. So you can see the exterior here.
Yeah.
This is the full depth of the masonry wall, which is about mm-hmm. 2 feet totally. The frame, and then the doors. This door doesn't actually have a functioning track, so it just kind of swings wide.
But the idea was that this leaf would be folded over that? Is that how that would work ordinarily?
Ordinarily, yes. So these fold inward like this and then stack on the inside of the building.
Right, so then I guess what would happen is that your floor would be sort of pulled back here. If you would allow, it's a significant amount of space for sure.
Yeah, and it requires building a whole new envelope inside the building to basically pull our exterior envelope inside the 2 feet. We have to sort of construct a new envelope all the way up to the deck, which we looked at initially because we were going to do exactly what you're proposing. Like, oh man, these are great doors. What if it becomes sort of this almost an archival piece at the street front that then opens onto this new construction inside.
Right.
But it was squeezing the operational space for the ping pong tables, and it was at a pretty considerable expense.
Right, because what would happen is if you recess the floor back, and you left those doors open, then we'd have to literally create almost a brand new thermal envelope across that entire...
Not almost, it's exactly what we have to do.
Yeah. You know, you'd be going all the way from here to here with a brand new wall. And it was just, that was just so expensive to do, it made it impossible to proceed. I mean, these issues were discussed early on with Nick, because before we decided to proceed, we talked to Nick and just went through all of this with him and just said, look, we can't afford to do, we can't afford to do that particular strategy. And he said, well, why don't we do this instead? We didn't just kind of make this up ourselves, candidly. There was a lot of interaction with him in coming up with this. And we understand it's ultimately subject to you, but mm-hmm. we also don't have unlimited resources. It was just, we knew we would be too expensive. It's already incredibly expensive to build in Boston, as you know. It's probably 20-30% more than any other city.
So, if you were to do what you suggested a few minutes ago, we have three doors, so we essentially have six double doors, right? We have six halves, whatever. And you're proposing to save the two outermost, right? And bring them inside as permanently, and then we would lose the middle one entirely, and we would lose the interior panel of the two others. So we're essentially saving a third of it.
We could also use them on the, on the walls. We could take those extra panels and put them elsewhere. There's a lot of wall space.
But you were concerned that they would be too tall, perhaps.
I think we had to measure them. We didn't try to do that, but we could certainly measure them. And because I think we have 8 feet, if I remember right now, from the we have 8 feet of height. I'm quite sure on. 31, so we have a little bit more height.
Right. I think it's about 8'3", 2 feet.
8 foot.
These doors are different heights because, again, the street slopes, but they go up over 10 feet.
I mean, yeah. I guess if you had to trim them down.
They are pretty rotted, too.
I was
going
to say,
as
long as you trim them proportionally, just chop the top off.
Another possibility is because these openings are so deep, and right now the doors are configured to swing into the loading dock space, they could be rehung so that they fold outside and they stack against the exterior instead. And then they could continue to be, we'd have to rebuild them pretty substantially. This one is rotting apart, and the masonry behind it, this frame's also crumbling. The others are in slightly better shape. This one's bad. But we could rehang.
Before you go to that idea, we love the doors too, okay? So it's not that we want to get rid of the doors. We love the doors too. They're impractical, just in terms of more floor plan. The idea of harvesting them and mounting them on our walls, I love that. I mean, and we have so much wall space in this place that if we could take them all off, we have plenty of places to hang them. I don't know that we'd have to measure them and see how tall mm-hmm. they are, but I'd be delighted to hang those from the walls, and we could save them all and just have them. And
but they wouldn't be doors anymore.
But they'd be quite.
So I fully understand it may not be possible, but I really like that idea.
Step in, on the outside?
Yeah, because then they're still where they're in place. They're visible to the public from the outside. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't interfere with anything you're doing inside. Wouldn't mess up your floor. Wouldn't.
We'd have to change the details, but no, we could make it work. We can do that. And the what's nice about that option is they can remain operable doors that could feasibly be closed at various times.
Yeah.
Partially, you know.
Cool.
You just still have to make space for these things.
So how using this photo?
Which actually is like
using this photo, how would that work? This would then flip and cover this portion?
When it's open. So instead of, they're mounted at the back of the opening now, but instead of folding inward, we could rehang them so that they hinge outward.
Right, so the hinge is still here.
Hinges would be in the same spot.
And then, so essentially the door is now here.
When it's open, yes.
When it's open.
And it might stick a little bit out, but we could probably get a variance for that.
Right now they fold, when they open, they fold in.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, so we're talking about them by folding out.
This one? This is page 4.
It would just be a matter of repurposing the hinges and possibly putting them on the other side of the door when we refurbish
the doors. You know, there's no question these doors are going to need a lot of reworking. I'm sure you've got a lot of deterioration there.
Mostly in the frames, but the doors too.
All right, so given that, say we do that, you're still faced with the issue of a higher floor. So your floor still then would be back here.
It would start inside, yes, but
and this would be
at the masonry pier, this would still be the exterior wall.
Yeah,
which saves us the cost.
So this your new floor is here.
Correct. So we would just frame back there.
And then as Susan suggested, to me, paint the vent green.
Yes.
So then it disappears.
Yeah, they will be painted. So
paint the what?
The
rail.
What were
you mean? The guardrail.
And not the guardrail.
No,
the louvers.
I mean.
The
intake valves.
Yeah, we're proposing to paint these to match
the whole thing. The whole thing, so that it just blends in.
To match the concrete, or to match the green of the door.
The green of the door.
All right.
Because now they're sort of suggesting that they're.
But those would be pushed back.
A sill.
Correct.
The sill probably wouldn't change, I would think.
Correct. So we're showing them almost flush.
Flush, but now
they would be
back here.
Very close to the interior.
Interior. Yeah. So this thickness of whatever that wall thickness is where they would be. I think that's an interesting idea. I think what we would like to see is a mock-up to see, in fact, if that can work and how much they're going to extend outside, because it depends on, I don't know what this is. This is what is this wood member here? What is that?
That's currently the frame for the door.
For the door. So then this would still be the hinge point here, not over here.
It would have to be somewhere back here. So we'd have to put in a new frame, right, and new blocking, and then we'd hinge at the back, yes.
So what I'm guessing is this width similar to that width?
It's a little bit less. That's why I think we might poke out a little bit.
Come out a little bit.
So we might need to get a variance to swing over the sidewalk a little bit. We haven't had to do that, so we haven't taken any temperatures about how hard that is. Do you have any experience with that?
Well, and we could also
support
that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very much. We'd have to actually do a lot of field measurements. I'm guessing maybe 4 inches.
Yeah, because it is quite recessed in the opening already.
Yeah, the openings are huge. Huge, but I don't think they're quite big enough to. Again, we might have.
They're not as deep as the fold in those.
Yeah,
and then
if we get lucky, it would be actually deep enough, and it's very close.
And then your glass or your garage door would be back here, and it roll up.
Correct.
Which
so
I think
would put a new frame
which
just
would
behind
be,
this
yeah.
one.
And I think that would help to justify the contemporariness of the new glass garage door, mm-hmm. because it's now pushed back and it's a whole different thing. It's not intended to come out to where the old doors
It'll
used to come out.
Still lead as a separate system.
Right. And so having it be all glass like that is probably good. breaking it up into, you know, three verticals like that is fine, and however, I don't know what you, how many verticals you have, but or horizontals rather, but.
I would still like to see it not all glass, but.
Well, that's what I think we can, I think this could be, I think the all glass would really tell the story that it's not, yeah. It's contemporary, has nothing to do with the original fabric of the building, and it's going to give you your maximum light. And now I'm just thinking ahead now, if you say you want to open that up in the spring, then you're still going to have in front of it a railing of some kind.
Yeah, but we could attach it to the front. We can get an attachment point down on the front face here and have it come up that way.
Yeah.
So we don't need an extra floor space.
Yeah, it would be great to if that could be done. I'm just a little concerned about now this is going to be a permanent thing. They would not be intended to be operable anymore.
We're talking about the original?
The original doors.
Actually, I would propose we try to make, see if we can make them operable.
What, yeah, for what? Why would you ever want to close them?
Because they're nice.
But I mean,
they're nice looking doors.
I think practically speaking, they would be open.
They would be open. Yeah. So what I'm getting at is they're going to be now open to weather more so than they are now, I'm guessing. And I don't know if that's going to.
Well, they're open to weather now.
Well, I mean, just the fact that they stick out is the top vulnerable. I don't know. You know, we got to look at them and see.
Another option to throw out there would be someone had mentioned sort of trimming them proportionally. And theoretically, if that happened, maybe they could stay entirely within the depth of the masonry wall and then not be exposed to weather. I don't know if that makes it more favorable or less, but.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to trim.
And they bifold it out.
Oh, you pull your floor back a little bit.
As long as the building department didn't have a problem with them poking out a little bit beyond the facade. I mean, there's a pretty wide, that whole driveway area.
Yeah, it's pretty wide.
There's no parking allowed there because of the.
And if it's a matter of inches.
It's inches. It's not feet.
I'm just thinking if it's a matter of inches, I mean, you could possibly slide it in and have your hinge. You know, so that the face of so that the opening of the door does not extend beyond. If it's like 2 inches, you could probably, you know, build a something up here to give you an attachment point for the hinges. You see what I'm saying? So that it just kicks it out inside
so that
the face.
The frame comes back a little bit further from the existing masonry.
Yeah. So it's going to be. Yeah. The inside of these doors are also metal or not?
They are, yeah.
They are. Because I don't. Yeah, okay, I see.
The interior hardware. So it's the same wrap all the way around.
Well, you know, if you were to change them. Well, if they pivot out, really what you're doing is you're taking that whole, you're taking the whole assembly and you're flipping it now that way.
Right, we just hinge from the other
side. So what would happen is if you were to close them, you would have the inside, what's now inside would be outside. You see what I'm saying? And if that would be easier to do.
It does depend on the condition of the doors. We have some rotted wood, as you can see, that we got to look at and actually see how much we have to replace, and then we work from there.
Would it be? I think is an important thing here, an important piece. So, would we be? Could we do something so that we have a site visit and we see them experiment with that, or what? How would we? Or do we do? Thing.
Well, either we could have them, you know, maybe you could explore this option and then continue this until new drawings are prepared, or you could remand this to a subcommittee, but then if it comes to the point that it can't, if the doors can't be replaced, then it may have to come back to the full commission. you know, I think if we do a site visit, we'll have to advertise it as a public meeting.
I think we've got to see it. I mean, it's definitely a site visit. So I guess what you would probably do is your exploratory with your contractor first to analyze the doors and kind of get a sort of psych it out to see how you could make that work.
But if we did a site visit and we noticed it, we could also take the vote right there, and then you wouldn't have to, they could get a decision at that point, right? If we decided it would work. We did that once before, at least once before.
The reason that would be helpful is that we have to start paying rent as right. well.
Get us moving.
If there's a delay, we're going to end up even in more trouble where we have to.
Yeah, I think as long as we notice it, we can then vote on it right there.
I like the idea, honestly, as the owner. I like the idea because I think it gives us the best of all worlds. We have the doors, if they do poke out a little bit, hopefully ISB would be willing to accept, whatever that protrusion is. But then on the inside, we have our floor space, and the new garage door. That would be the best.
And then you would recess your louvers as well to that face of the garage doors.
Correct.
So that now we wouldn't see them at the face of, which would be good. We'd see them push back, so it would have a closer resemblance to this. You know, we would see, I mean, even though this would be visible, it'll be pushed back now.
Yes.
It would be at the back of the hinge doors.
It would be right behind the hinge.
Court, yes.
Right, it would give the appearance, though, of being...
Yeah.
Right, recessed. Because those are so deep, they'll end up being almost 2 feet from the front of the building.
Almost. Because those doors... Oh, 2 feet from the front of the building.
Yes, from the face of the brick.
So on the inside, you're still going to have a continuous envelope.
But if the doors right now fall into the building, we're talking about them falling out of the building.
Out of the building, right.
And they'd be up against the wall, and then our garage door would...
Yes, at that level. Yes, and then you're...
Just to me, a few inches, it's not a few feet.
Yeah. I was talking from the front.
Okay.
Yeah, from the face of the
brick. Don't worry.
No, it would be a few feet from the farthest protrusion. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, there's a fascia that door... in front of that door already. So in other words, if you take the facade of the building, those doors are sitting already between a couple of feet, right? Behind.
Right.
If the facade's here, the doors start here. So, yeah. And right. our,
so
and
we'll
our,
continue that.
And our garage door was always meant to start there, too. Yeah. Well, we're here tomorrow if you'd like to pass.
We would have to advertise it. So I think, I guess we would have to continue this to a special hearing then on site.
I don't think you have to call it a hearing. I think you just have to notice it as a site visit.
So if it's, but I mean, like, we never do subcommittees. South End always does subcommittees. Yeah. What do they do when they do their subcommittees?
I know we've done it before, though, so.
We have gone out on site, yes.
Yeah.
And made some on site decisions.
Right. So yeah, that's basically what we do in the South End. So it's a subcommittee that's established to go look at a roof deck, for example.
And subcommittees have to be noticed?
Yes.
But then you can't
only
vote.
Two days.
If it's just the subcommittee, then you can't
yes,
vote.
Yes, you can make
so
a decision.
So it's almost like you've established by proxy a smaller group to vote.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't get a whole lot smaller.
So that decision can be made on site. Right. They don't have to come back to have that formally.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that's only a 2-day notice for
correct.
That
is just subject to an open meeting law. That's subject
that's
to
fine.
Appeals.
Yeah,
it has to be 10 days
do.
In advance.
So maybe
right.
you guys could think it through first before we have this, just so that, you know, you can be able to present it to us. Yeah, it's going to work. No, it's not.
Yeah, you want to make sure it'll work before we go out there.
Yeah.
So we would basically just confirm with you the dimensions. Here's how far the doors would stay out, and probably show you the detail, more developed details.
Yes. Yeah. And then when we're out there, we can actually see it, and then.
And subcommittees always have the option to bring it back to a full hearing as well. So if you feel that you can't make a decision on site, you can always...
Or if that doesn't work... So now we've determined after that is not going to work now because of XYZ or something, then they have to come back.
Right.
All right.
Now, can we approve other components?
Yeah, we can. I can continue going. Yeah, I didn't mean to just.
I'm going to say, I actually think that's a brilliant idea, Richard. I love it. I wish we had thought of that, but it's actually a really, really amazing idea. So you have the doors blindfold out. They're permanently there. You have the character there, and then you have the modern inside. We have a floor plan we need. We have the ability to open the doors when the weather's nice. It's a huge
everybody
one. I love
that. Sometimes if you stick with us, we eventually get to a place that makes everybody happy.
we really need this too, to bring
right.
fresh air in.
Well, so what I'm even thinking is if that is now pushed back to the face of the glass garage door, it doesn't have to be this concrete, you know, it could become darker even so that it, mm-hmm. you know, so it doesn't
so it
make
doesn't
itself visible, you know, it doesn't feel, yeah.
So it was the back just a bit.
I mean, it could be, I mean, I don't know what it could be, what, wood or, I don't know, what it, metal, something.
What are you talking about?
I think it should be all painted so that it...
With something, yeah, in other words, see, thing. These were supposed to be flush
right.
with the brick. Now they're going to be pushed back to the new, so they don't need, because what I'm getting at is these kind of look like
look
what
like
these.
They're supposed to be
yeah.
seasons, but they're not.
They're not.
We want them to look like the bottom of the doors.
Right. So now by pushing it back, we don't need to emphasize
like
that. As
right,
much.
And that'll hide the louvers.
And it'll hide the louvers, make it a darker thing. So yeah, so whatever that becomes, it becomes the look of more associated with the garage doors versus the original fabric. So yeah, I think that's.
My only concern is if they stick out farther than the facade, does ISD have a problem with that? Do you think that can we get around that?
Well, did you, ISD versus...
Or anybody in the
well,
States.
But we can support, and we have supported, variances.
I mean, inspection service would, why would they deny it? Because only if it was like going to be in the way of the public, is which is not really, right?
One can never underestimate.
No,
we have a problem.
But
the only thing, you might need to get approval from PIC
yeah.
for that. If it does intrude out a substantial amount to
right.
the public.
And
space,
once they give the okay,
yeah.
then inspection services would sign off on it. They won't
right.
do a
it's
separate no.
Well,
yeah.
What I like about it is while you're walking this way,
you'll
you're
see
walking
them.
In this
yeah.
direction, you're going to see
yeah.
the full
no,
length. It's not like it's just at eye level. It's going to
yeah.
be literally, you know, from...
No, I think it's going to be, it'll be nice.
I think the key is you've got to figure out what that number is first. And
that
then, we figure, then we know if we have anything to worry about.
Right.
You know, how far out it's going to protrude.
Very soon.
But it may be a PIC thing. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because it abuts or extends over a public sidewalk.
All right. So now,
maybe.
Let's go. Yeah. And I just want to go and... this your new your entry door here, I guess.
Yes.
Or yeah, this is staying.
That's
this is
staying.
Your new entry door. You're replacing it with what is there now? Or
yeah, that's opening number one. So that's near the front of the packet, right after the full facades.
Page six.
Starting on page six, yeah, see the elevations. Now, the issue that we have with this is our main entrance. It's our only way into this tenant space, and it has to be ADA accessible. So right now, there's a 7-inch step to get from the sidewalk level up to the interior floor, which we can't do.
All right, so this is the existing.
Existing on the left.
Oh, all right,
yeah.
And this is your proposed.
Proposed, yeah. So we're flipping, we're reconfiguring
oh.
it because we have stuff going on inside, but we have to bring it down flush with the sidewalk.
So you're taking, this window is now going to be over here and the doors are going to be here.
Correct.
All right.
But it is all new, and if you look on the plan, we have reconfiguring it, because right now those doors swing in like everything else.
Right.
They can't for egress, they got to swing out.
Can you
so,
do... Can you make the you know, can you bring these doors up? And in other words, they'll just be longer doors?
Yes, we can. I think that would be they're about 8 feet right now, they'd be 8'6" doors.
I'm just trying to think, would that make sense to do that, or would it be better to keep them, you know, in other words, if they brought everything up, they would keep the glass. I'm trying to think what gets stretched down here.
Yeah, I've drawn this so many different ways. this is what I brought in here today. It also matches with the section that we did. You can see on the next page there.
I just want to see something here. You've got that relationship, and you have
that. You should look at it in terms also of Mayhew, right? Which is immediately. Well, you've got two other entranceways immediately to the left and the right, I think.
Yes, we do. So we do have photo of the Mayhew vines right here on page 8. It wasn't meant to showcase it, but we do see it right there. And that's a new entry made to look remarkably like the doors we currently have. So we really like those. We're going to press them. Yeah, we're going to press them for the same spec on the doors and the spec on their paint, because it matches Knoll paint and matches the existing historic paint perfectly. So we definitely want to continue that. And then on page 10, you can see the exterior of the existing doors.
Now, they have a step here to get in.
They do. Their ADA is actually around the side of the building.
Oh, but this is going to be your ADA? So
this
that
is our only way
in. It's got to be automated, the door?
It doesn't have to be automated, but it does have to, it has to have a certain push-pull weight.
And does it swing out? It'll have to swing out, right?
It'll have to swing out. And that's why we need to recess them back into the building so that they don't swing well over the public way. Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I guess I think it would be if we could fill that whole envelope with the door. And I was just looking at here the relationship between the bottom of the windowsill here and the bottom of your glass is less. And it looks like you have a more here.
This will be all glass, actually.
You're not.
What will be all glass?
But I mean, it's going to be this division.
Yes, but it is. We can reconfigure the division. They'll be adding those when they do the shop drawings. So we can. We can make those divisions however we like.
No, I mean, I think you ought to keep consistent with what the other windows have in terms of their divisions, like the divided lights. So I think that's. I'm just what I'm trying to get at, because I don't know what's. I don't have anything. What's happening inside? I'd like to see that filled. I guess what I'm saying. So the top of the door is here now.
I agree.
Can you? Can we just? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
You see the existing elevation of the door and then the proposed elevation.
Yes. Yeah, go to
on page 6.
So I have a picture up on the screen.
Oh. Maybe.
So we're talking about.
So you see the top of the existing elevation of the doors, how they filled, the door itself fills the top of that envelope of the opening. Then you go to the proposed, the doors. Because they're getting rid of the sill, they're dropping the doors down.
Why would it be that way? That doesn't make sense.
So there's a space up above the doors now. So what I'm saying is that these are going to be. Were you going to be making new custom doors here, or were you going to take the original doors?
We're assuming they have to be new custom.
Yeah, so that would say stretch them so that they fill that opening, and then bring the windows up and you know, proportionally do what you need to do, I guess, to kind of. Keep a similar.
Yeah.
So I think that we need to see that in a drawing, just to so that could be a proviso that you that be represented in a drawing, so even Mary could look at it or so.
Okay.
Okay, and then let's go back to these. So you said this is going to be a new window, and I'm guessing that are the windows are these. What's happening above? Are they actually sashes? Or are they?
We're not sure because we don't have access to the Knoll space, so I don't know if those are.
Right there. Oops. Yeah, you just. You went
past. No, those are the adjacent doors.
Oh, but above, he was talking about the windows.
Yeah, I was looking at what I'm getting at. If you're going to put something new here, you said it would be all glass, but we would still want to see these expressed muntins.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So I guess this would be, these would not be sashes. They would be, right? You're saying it'd be all one plane.
Correct.
So this would be a fairly heavy piece of wood, and then these would be the size of the muntins that are happening above. Excuse me, that would be expressed on the outside. Okay.
Yes.
So did you want us to try to copy the main has on theirs, which is right, it's just.
No, I'm saying I think you can keep this kind of detail because you're building. Well, that's the same building, or is that a different building?
That's our neighbor, same building.
This is our building, and this is the wine shop that is literally next door. So this door is the wine shop, this door is the wine shop.
Yeah,
and
I see.
And then our door is the next door. Both of these are
That's me, yeah.
They had to consult with you too before they did this.
So this is good. So we're talking about these doors here.
We're talking about this one.
Oh, that one there.
And then this is the building entrance door.
So that's a good point. So what would we want to see then? Would we think?
So that's existing right here that we approved.
Did we? Was this approved based on any kind of precedent of what was there? I mean, I don't know.
Josh's firm replaced them, and they are brand new, according to both the building.
I remember that.
So if you did what they're doing,
I don't know. I would be inclined to match.
You're saying you would center this. Is that what you're saying you would do? You center it and then have the two doors here, and then these be like side lights. That's what they do, right?
You know,
am I reading that right?
See, we had that fire. We have a fire connection on one side. I know that.
Yeah, we have the hose bib on one side. We have to relocate, but we're not sure.
No,
I'm really sorry if you said this already. And why are you
putting it? That's the wine shop. So here's the wine shop door right there. And this is like, oh, they only have a single door. That's why to go in. And these are fixed side lights.
Yes.
Okay, so we can't resemble that. I don't. I mean, these look like they were probably original. I don't know. Yes, you think?
They look old to me, and they look like look like the carriage.
So I think the same idea that what you're planning to do is, you know, keeping the double doors to that are entry, and then have this be a window, and emulate it, you know, on this side. As long as this has the look of a sash, where it's thicker, and these are, you know, regular sized muntins.
You're saying push that. You're saying stretch.
Yeah, and then stretch the top of the door so that it's flush with the top of the window.
So, and I'm sorry if you said this before.
Yeah.
Why are you flipping it?
We actually have a coat closet on this side of the space now. And as you enter, as you'll know from how we looked at the rest of the go back to the rest of the floor plan. This is our main entry, right? This is how people enter STIN. And what happens when you enter way down here, the main space for STIN, you're sort of along the demising wall for the tenant. All the good stuff is way over here, right? So when you enter, you go sort of down a corridor, and then it opens up to the right.
I see.
So we've shoved them in that extra little bit of space on the extreme left, and the west side, we've shoved a coat closet. So it'll have a privacy film behind that glass.
It will,
because it's coats and things inside. I've got some specs for
this thing. Would it be, I mean, like a frosted glass?
Frosted, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It would actually look like a lot of the either frosted glass or window blinds that Noel right above us is using. A lot of those are opaque.
Yeah.
All right. So we've kind of exhausted this building. Yeah, so just want to recap then on the other building. We were hoping that you can not emulate these and have all four of those bays have this original look of the door.
Am I getting it? Are you doing any work in this recessed loading dock?
No, this is all communal, the building, communal part, elevators and stuff.
So the bifold door that's right in there is staying?
That's all staying, yeah, that's not ours.
So let's work with this. So this is going to be restored, right?
Yep.
And now on the next three bays, how could we keep this same look? You're saying you cannot have this be doors because it's going to be too
much. You can see these are more than 3 feet wide, so they come into the space 3.5-4 feet, which is pretty disruptive. We like it over here. We like these doors, so we'll put up with it. But marching across, we lose ping pong tables. But what we can do, we can either do bifold doors that look like these. We can also do overhead doors that are designed to look
I was just thinking of that. These could be overhead
Yeah. Well, that's what isn't. Aren't there overhead doors?
Well, no, but the overhead doors could be designed to look exactly like this, but instead the divisions would be.
It's kind of like what we did with Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Like, you see what I'm so saying? Down. These so that the yeah, divisions so would be
probably to the exterior of the door and make it look like those.
That way, the doors can go up.
Yeah.
You have the benefit of the doors.
But it would be, the look of it would be the same as this, and you'd have to figure out where your splits are for the each segment, whether it would be, you know, in the middle of these styles here. I guess they call them styles. I'm not sure what they are.
Yeah, a couple blocks away in Thompson Place is the new Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
And their loading area is what we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I forget what you were proposing here, but I'd like to keep this glazed and this panels down here, the same.
So when you say glazed, you mean glass? That you can see through the glass, or
yeah,
yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be opaque glass.
Oh no,
just that it's not all glass.
Yeah, no, I don't want all glass.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
And I think that would get your light in there, and that would be, it would solve the issue of the, because I think it'd be complicated to try to make these bifolding and hinge them each door here.
Yeah.
I don't know how that mechanism works inside. It might be easier. You know, it's a custom thing for sure. You know, you got to work with a nice or a reputable garage door company that could do that. But that would be. I think, you know, a good alternative.
Yeah, we're interested in that.
All right.
Now that works for me too, because the doors opening in is going to really make, it's going to be dangerous for people inside. It's not great. In fact, I'll probably just leave the ones on the end, I'll just leave them closed, because once you start opening those, people are going to bang in for a moment.
Yeah, and I just want to get
down. Whereas the garage doors are just out of the way. So yeah. When they're down, and they're tight.
And so that would be the same as here. So this would go, right? And now your entrance, your door would fill the same envelope as, you see what I'm saying? Cause
right.
Yeah. Because this is your, well, this is how, I don't know how you're going to actually do this. This would become the door here, the rolling door, and this would be a fixed piece.
It could be. We could do a transom up top.
Well, I mean, see,
which
this
opening
is
opening you're talking about
on page 53 here. I'm just saying what this would be, the part of the door that goes up, and would this be then fixed like it is here?
Oh, the original door that's being kept.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, that's going to stay. This is going to be your. This door is going to be the original door. So then, when you make your garage doors, you would have the garage door part only be here.
Yeah, we could do it that way.
So that this would stay fixed.
It'll open just as high.
No, I get it. But how many feet down? How many feet?
Well, I don't know how big is that. That's probably, he's got to be 10 foot doors up there.
No, they're maybe six and a half.
Oh,
maybe six. They're pretty low in there.
Well, does it matter? Oh, well, yeah. If that's up, then you can't do that because you're going to have a lot of. You're going to cut your.
Well, no, we can keep coming up. We can come have the tracks come all the way up, and these continue to be fixed. That's not a problem.
If you made the top fixed of the garage door, when I say top, top is opaque.
Yeah.
And you just had the entire thing coming up. That would
you could still have your you can have it come up to here and have it be that be your ceiling of the door.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that you can do that. Yeah. That's I would say that.
Maximize your headroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are we have them measured at 8 feet right now.
And so
those are pretty tall.
And so when you get to, I guess what I'm trying to get to is the comparison now of these two openings.
Right.
So, this. So this takes the place of what is here.
Right, it sticks out further.
Yeah, it sticks out further, but it would be good to bring it back and make this now look the way it should, and mm-hmm. then have that be the operable part of the door that goes up and however you need to. Okay.
Eric, can you bring it back the full facade of, please?
And do you know what's happening here?
This, because this feature here extends all the way across. You're not talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then you would keep that plane as well.
Yeah. What they're proposing is we have an added framing. This green thing and this green thing was added to those doors when they made them into garage doors. Remove them to make the opening the same.
Bigger.
To make it look like that. Yeah.
And so when the garage door went up, you'd see the entire section. This would not be fixed. The opening would go all the way to the.
Well, we could do it both ways. We could make that top piece
fixed.
Opaque, but operable, or we can make it opaque and fixed.
No, opaque and operable.
But I'm leaning that way as well.
So they would look the same when they're closed.
Yeah,
they would open the full way.
They're going to be closed 9 months of the year anyway. I mean, realistically. Right.
All
right,
so that for sure, I would want to see the shop drawing on that door there, just to see, because you know we're going to lose. There's a lot of detailing here. This is what you know.
That is true,
and that's what I'm afraid to lose that. So, you thought though that, which I can't imagine that would work. You thought that this door, when it retracts up, could continue to climb up behind this fixed
right.
piece.
Yeah, we just do that by running the track higher. Because if you have enough headspace, you can just run them straight.
So why
up.
Don't we do that? Then that will give you everything that you need. It'll get.
Well,
you,
I think
the biggest thing is to get rid of the headspace, or give you your headspace, which is up here. This piece, the fact that these are 6 feet or so, what does?
Well, it turns out they're about 8 feet.
All right, but, so that's plenty of visibility. I think it's important to maintain this lintel portion of the door.
To frame the door, it's a smaller door.
A smaller garage.
Smaller garage door, so it's not as high. It has an opaque piece above it that becomes a trim piece.
I see.
Yeah, so it should be similar in cost.
And it'll still be tight. It'll still be tight.
Oh, of course it's still. The opening would be
the size of this existing opening here.
I
see. And then we would have, you know, a new bit of wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably, I mean, yeah, they're probably going to be drafty. I mean, they're garage doors, right? So, I mean, you'll have to figure out. So they are more make
them. Oh, yeah,
okay. Yeah, these are thermally broken. We put these in pretty much every spin that has street front.
All right.
They perform pretty well.
Okay, great. Now let me, I just want to see something else. Boy, you're kicking this apart. Okay, that's good here. The treatment of this base portion of the loading dock, it seems to be different treatments. And I'm just wondering, like this has this look, right? Which seems to be, obviously it's not original. This is concrete block that's been filled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is original or it looks like actually this is an original piece of granite that
right.
maybe had this piece. Yes,
yeah,
that's
a
exactly
couple of the
what
openings they have steel.
This was put
added to the
this front. Lost its steel.
Correct, and you can still see where they bolted it.
Right. So what I'm wondering, should we just let that stay that way, like retain this steel, and then don't. You know, just keep
we
that exposed granite.
You're not,
all
you're not proposing any work to that.
No, we like how it
yeah.
sort of shows
it's
that balance.
Yeah, it is what it is.
All
right, so what about, I guess, and then we're all okay with having this concrete block and not granite, I guess. I don't know why that happened that way, but.
Yeah.
Well, but if they don't want to change it,
yeah.
It's kind
yeah.
of
so what, would we fix that or that little broken piece?
What's interesting, that's actually not even our tenant space beneath that. That's a common building electrical
right.
room.
I think it's probably, the funkiness of it is probably okay, huh? You're all right with that, having these
I
look?
So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we like the funkiness.
All right.
Yeah.
In keeping with the plan.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so that we won't go any further there. All right. And is that it?
No, we have that one other thing around the side.
Oh,
right?
The louver.
Yes.
I don't know, did you have a problem with that? I, to me, it seems like it's so out of the way.
I just didn't want to leave it out.
It's in the shadow. I think it's...
Yeah, it's underneath the existing
this would,
fire
these would
escape.
Be horizontal louvers or vertical? or?
Well, yeah, that, well, these would be vertical, yeah.
They're
because
up and
this
down?
Is actually, it's probably an applique louver, because the real louver is recessed, so
right.
We want to make a flush, finished louver on the outside.
All right, I guess, we don't want to try to make it look like the window having a sill here and everything. Maybe it's just better to cut it. It's a new opening.
It'll be flush with the masonry.
Yeah.
I just wonder if it should be painted to match
yeah,
the color
to
of
match
the surrounding
those
masonry.
Existing windows around.
What? The louver?
So let it less blend in, but maybe it's an industrial feature and you want it to stand.
Yeah,
out.
I don't mind it standing. I think it's because if we paint it the similar color to brick, it ain't gonna disappear, right?
I think it painted to match the window.
The windows, yeah, the green or whatever
is. The adjacent windows.
Adjacent
of our
windows.
Neighbor, yeah.
Yeah, of the neighbor.
I think theirs are darker. They're like a charcoal, and that's how it's currently finished to match.
Yeah.
Theirs.
I think so. That's the way
it seems
to go.
Like.
Yeah.
Seems like it looks good.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so then.
And just one last thing. So the on 40 Melcher Street. So you're okay with the current window in the third bay being removed and put loading dock doors back in that opening?
Help me. Point to there. Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
This one. So this, which is currently a window.
Oh yeah, that'll be put back into doors.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I have to assume all four of those were
of
doors.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't look like.
And you would want to see that.
Yeah,
your
you can
interior.
Tell from the street that the detailing.
Yeah, everything's exactly
very
the same
awkward.
There. And I think
you
that's
can tell
cool.
They piled that on later.
And that'll.
So, Matt, this one's meant to be open to that.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
It'll look like
these openings adjacent will look and the doors are closed.
So that'll almost be a nice restoration of that look, you know. I think that'll be
That's exciting.
Nice. Yeah.
I think it'll look much better than it looks right now, honestly.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
And is that dumpster going to stay there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Really?
You'll have to talk to him.
Ooh.
You want to put it at the front door?
Jeez. All right, well.
Yeah, we wanted to have a VIP entrance right there, but we're going to scrap
it. I don't think so.
All right, so how do we sum all this up in a motion here? It's like,
well, you can approve the things that you're okay with.
Yeah.
And then remand the, I guess you'd have to remand those three loading dock doors.
Yeah, the metal doors.
To a subcommittee.
Just, yeah. And we'll, since we need two days lead time, I mean, you can, so it could either be as early as sometime at the end of next week, or the one then the following week after that.
The sooner the better, please.
Well,
you have to make sure you can do it first.
Yeah, you
right?
Got to spend a little time with your contractor and analyze it and kind of see how, so that when we get there, you can present to us your solution.
The complete case.
I've been there so many times. I know this is physically doable, and I actually love the idea, honestly. And if the city could wave their magic wand and say, you know what, we don't mind that it's going to poke out. Well, it is going to poke out a few inches.
Yeah.
I don't know how many will measure it.
And then
I'll measure first thing tomorrow morning. I can send you an email and tell you how many inches it will poke out.
You know, then just one thought. The question would be then, when we do this and you change these now, would we want to keep the same finish and all that, or what? We wouldn't want to have it repainted and made to look kind of.
Well, I think through the restoration.
Well, I think if they're falling apart,
you're
going to
do
some work.
The structure would have to be fixed, but I mean the metal is kind of
anything that
appealing.
We can keep, I think we'll try to keep.
It has a real rustic look right now. I kind of keep it that way, huh?
I think rustic is fine, but you also don't want it to be exposed. I mean,
metal sharp edges and all
well,
that.
Well, not just that, but to the weather if it's not painted.
Yeah.
Also, it's bad enough in the corners. You can see that the wood underneath is starting to rot on the corners. So we got to find a way.
You
got to
make repairs as
needed.
So maybe when we're out there, we can look at it.
We have to do. We have to actually peel some of that skin off and rebuild
and
these.
And rebuild it. So that's good.
But it can be done.
It'll be pretty sharp, I think. All right. So, I guess the motion would, I can make the motion, right? Or not?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So let me do it. We'll say that, give me the number of this light colored building. That's 40?
This is 40. This
okay.
Is 30.
So, starting with, the motion would be starting with 40, you will refurbish or restore the far right existing historic door that's there now. That will stay in place, and then you will emulate that look of that door for the next three bays of that building, and they would be designed to be
roll up.
Thank you. That's yeah, but with the look of that original door.
Shop drawings.
Yeah, but definitely shop drawings. We would want to see that. That could go to Mary, and then on the next, the other building,
and the louver.
The louver on the far side. Yeah, whatever you were planning there is fine, and have that be painted the same color as the building next to it. And then, so getting now to this other building, the metal, of course, as we're going to have to set a subcommittee date. We'll go out there and we'll discuss how that could happen, and hopefully those 3 days, and hopefully it can happen, and then we'll just kind of talk about what your plan is.
And then the entrance doors.
And then the entrance doors. I think we can kind of say that they'll be as you have shown it. I don't know what page that was on now, but with what was it?
Page 6.
All right. Yep, here it is. So I would say keep it as you've designed it, but instead of having the doors be shorter, have it go the full size of the opening, and then reproportion as you would need to make it, you know, to make it look okay. And then the window would be you would resemble a window, even though it's going to be a single, a flat plane or a single plane rather than a double sash. And then that would be painted, the green or whatever it is. I guess we didn't, usually we even look at hardware, we didn't even get into any of that, but.
Can I identify the members of the subcommittee?
Or does everyone want
it depends on when the...
I think it depends on who can get there.
Yeah.
I think we're all willing and able to do everything
except for Wednesday. In the morning. I could do it in the afternoon.
I'll send out a poll.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's unlikely to be me, realistically. But
you're going to come from a distance, yeah.
Do it like first thing in the morning, I can do that.
And I would be... Would we include Tom?
Yeah, I'll send him.
Okay, send us out. All right, and so that'll be that. I'm still trying to frame this motion, so that will be determined. Mm-hmm. So that's it, I think.
And the guardrails?
Oh, yeah, we didn't see those. The guardrails are going to be what again? You didn't really show a detail of that?
Yeah, we do have a section.
Is it where?
Find a page for it. There are a couple of them. On page 25, you can see a section detail. So those are the horizontal members are 1-inch steel tube, and then the verticals are steel tube square, and then the verticals would be thinner, probably 1/2-inch round tubes, and then that would be painted the same green wool as everything else. So it's as minimal as we can get.
Okay, help me out here. What are we talking? This is what you're talking about. Where?
Right. So this is actually the guardrail here.
Oh.
So we have the 1-inch square tube for the horizontal members.
All right.
And then actually this one didn't get updated. This is supposed to be steel tube, about 1/2-inch steel tube
verticals inside.
And then 4 inches on center or whatever.
Yes, 4 inches.
Square, you said not round. Yeah.
The verticals are round, and then the horizontals, except for all the way, sort of the frame is what's holding it up. So those horizontals and the outer posts would be 1-inch or 1.5-inch square.
All right. Okay. I mean, I guess
we want it to be decently industrial, kind of
simple too. Yeah, not ornamental looking.
Yeah, you can see a pretty good drawing. All of the later elevations, they show what we're proposing right here. So that's just all steel. It's painted the same green.
All right. Because what I got confused is you have two.
I think
three.
That one's not updated. Let me find it.
So it's really just section. The top and the bottom.
It would just be the top and the bottom.
That's the one I think is better.
So this is 1.5, 1.5,
1.5, and then the bottom is 1.5. And probably a middle piece for more support.
And then the pickets, or the...
Those are much smaller.
Yeah, I mean, they could be half inch or 5/8, whatever they need to be.
Right.
So, all right.
And that's... Finished in that green.
Finished and painted the same green.
The same green, yeah. Okay.
And that's got to be... Also, did you, maybe this is part of Russell, but can you improve this feature, the raised floor feature here?
Well, yes, but that's going to be pushed back now.
Pushback.
Right.
Right.
But that's part of the approval that requires a site visit. It's all part and parcel.
Well, I guess what the point is, you want approval that we will allow the floor to be changed, the level?
Yeah, it'll be allowed to be raised and then we can have those movers there. Because if we can't do that, we really don't even have a project that we
can
do.
I mean, I think...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It needs to breathe.
And so we can work out the detail.
The appearance of
the detail.
The existence of them, we can approve. Yeah. The appearance of them, we can say.
Right, because given...
Is that fair?
Given,
totally understandable. Yeah. But Andrew's right, he kind of needs to know that...
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I can't even start. I'm not going to do the project.
The existence of them is fine.
Yes, okay. The detail of them is... We'll work that out, but yes, they will...
Appreciate it.
So that's approved in concept, then?
Yeah, the having louvers there is approved.
And the raised...
Yeah, to the floor, what the floor level has to be, and then...
Because by definition, it raises the curve, because right now, right down there, and now we're talking about having it be lower.
Right, but what's nice, though, is with the doors open, you're not going to change that look of the along the back of the sidewalk.
Right.
It'll be further back now.
That's going to
be... Yeah.
It's gonna be pushed
and
back.
So that material of how what the louver's set into... We want, that has to be defined yet. You can make that whatever you want and have it be something that's maybe not being mistaken as a part of the concrete or something. It could be, wood or metal or something, I don't know, but dark and push back and and then the louvers are set
we'll
into that.
We'll work on the details so that when you guys come out, you can see what we propose.
That'd be great.
I love that. I think
these are improvements across the board.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, it's a really interesting building, and it's a prominent view right on Melcher. I think it's going to really make that look great there. So, okay. I think, are you doing lighting? We didn't even get into any of that.
We're not adding lighting to any of these. Lighting was handled during the signage.
Okay.
Yeah, speaking of signage, are we approved on the signage that we agreed to the last time?
No, so I emailed you. I needed a couple more. I needed a couple more items. I can resend you that email tomorrow.
Please, yes. Because the last time, at the last meeting, you had approved the blade sign, the second blade sign, and then the awning with the...
Oh, right.
With lighting, and you denied, which we were okay with it. We had asked for a sign on Summer Street, which was turned down, which I was okay with too. So I thought we emerged from the last meeting on signage.
Oh, I remember that,
On signage and on the...
I had just needed some additional details with the lighting, and I think a couple more details on the awning, but I'll resend you that email.
We'll give you everything you need.
All right. So you think you got all that for the motion?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I got it.
So don't ask me to repeat it. So that'll be the motion.
I will second it.
Okay. Commissioner Carl.
Yes.
Gorganian.
Yes.
Who am I? Yes.
You forget who I was.
Smilage.
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. It's been a long day. Okay.
Thank you.
And
thank you for
your time. Since I'm new to building big things or things like this involved, but once we have your approval, or until we have your approval, I feel more comfortable if once we have your approval, proceeding. So the sooner we can get your approval there, but once we do, then we go back to ISD with modifications, and then...
Yeah, so...
how does that work exactly?
So, that's a great question.
Because right now, just so everybody knows, right now ISD has told us they're done.
Yeah.
They've approved it.
Oh.
These plans are completely done. They said you're ready to pick up your building permits and start.
even with they gave you approval without having landmarks?
Yeah, they're supposed to
deny it.
Permits. So we were waiting on signing from GC, and I think waiting on this commission to approve to pull the permits.
Oh.
They're waiting there. They're not going to do any more work on them as far as they're concerned.
So you don't have your permit now, and you won't get it until so.
Right.
Once we figure all this out with our site meeting, then the approval will be in place, and then the letter, Mary will author a letter.
None of this is life safety stuff. I don't think any of this would require.
Yeah, I don't think that ISD would have any issues with the things that we're proposing because they're relatively minor. But I don't know for sure. But what I can do is, you know, as soon as we have the subcommittee and as soon as everything is all set to be signed off on, I'll issue you the letter and you bring that to ISD, and ISD should give you your permit with receipt of that letter.
That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there obviously there's going to be a modification of the plan, so they'll have to look at that and
approve
that.
No, again, I don't think they need to do that.
But I don't think they care what the door looks
it's
like.
It's more of a minimal. It feels it's aesthetic.
There's no substantial changes as far as the building department is concerned on any of these.
Okay.
I'd be shy if they
so, so then really, what if you don't, we're saying you don't need to show them the changes necessarily, but you still have to author a letter that'll be in their computer system. So when you go to get your permit, the guy's just going to look in the computer, and that's where the letter will be seen. So,
because your box is the last box that needs to be checked, as we understand it.
Right.
We're the most important.
Clearly, that's why we're here. But yeah, this, at times of the SSO.
Yeah. So no, I know. I understand.
Eager, eager to get started.
Right.
If you'll let us know the earliest we can be here, we'll all be here in the meantime.
You don't have to be here.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to come.
No, at 30 miles from street.
Yeah.
So do you want to just send me an email when you're ready to meet, and I'll get it on the calendar? Because we'll need to advertise two business days in advance.
I'd like you to put it on the calendar. I can agree right now.
You need to get the GC to approve.
No, he's fine. I talked to him before. He said whatever you need, I'll do it, which is correct. This is not a big complicated thing.
No, it's not.
What we're talking about.
Okay, well,
just tell me the soonest you can meet, and we'll.
But I think, for instance, we're going to have to go there and see how many inches does this stick out, and that's the kind of, right? So.
I'll know that tomorrow morning.
Okay, so I'll send me an email tomorrow, and I will talk to the commissioners about their availability, and we'll get something on the calendar as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'd say, literally the soonest that you can come, best. That way, we'll know the answer, and then we can start spending some money. Or not, it's a case.
I think this is going to work out.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's very comforting.
No, I think it's a great project, and I think it's going to look tremendous.
All right, then this is your. Don't forget your computer here. So,
And do you want these?
Oh, those are yours to keep.
Oh, geez.
If you want, or we can take them back. If
no, I don't have to carry them around.
I'll take them back. If you don't want to keep them,
recycle.
Thank you so much, brother.
All right,
thank you.
Sure.
I love you.
Thank you, Mary. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you so much for your time. This is great.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you, John, for your time. We appreciate it.
Looking forward to it. Who knew ping pong was making a comeback? Right?
Oh, it is, in a big way. Thank you very much.
Doesn't Will Shorts play ping pong?
Yeah, I was going to say, you ought to get in touch with Will Shorts.
If Will Shorts plays ping pong, I'm in.
Yeah, he's always...
It's always interesting to see people who show up in the Instagram
because he does it the championships and such. He's quite good at that, apparently.
Who, Will Shorts?
Yeah.
Well, you know Will very, very well.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Get him to come to the grand opening.
Yeah.
He's a good friend. He's come to, I'd say, half of our grand opening.
Oh, wow.
I grew up with a ping pong table in our basement. My whole life we had a ping pong table.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to just ratify our minutes and then we're done. So thank you. Yep.
Thank you.
All right, motion to approve the minutes for the 12-12-2019 hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Any updates?
No.
No updates. All right. Motion to adjourn.
So
moved.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No, I didn't.
All just carried. Oh, I didn't even notice. We have fancy boops.
Yeah, they really.